I'm speaking with our man in London, Alex Galifant of the World. And Alex, a lot going on in the city this week. Tell us about some of the things you've been covering.
Well, it's an exciting time. I mean, I think people are still buzzing from the opening ceremony on Friday night. The glow from that hasn't faded yet. There's been a lot of talk about the man responsible for that beautiful Olympic cauldron. It was designed by a British guy called Thomas Heatherwick. And his studio in London. I urge you to kind of check out some of his other stuff if you can find it online. In terms of the games, you know, everyone's out and about and watching things. The British team isn't doing too well yet. A few disappointments along the way, although our men's gymnastic team did very, very well yesterday, winning a bronze medal. I think it was the first bronze in some 80 years or so. The Americans are in the medals now as well, I think only second to China. So, things are going well.
And how about the visitors? The number of visitors, has it been what has been expected?
Well, it's hard to tell, you know, just wandering around. I think that the venues are busy. You'll have seen the coverage of the empty seats fiasco or worry. Some people saying that too many seats have been allocated to members of the so-called Olympic family or to corporate sponsors or to media, and those seats haven't been used. So there is a pressure for those more seats to be released to members of the general public or to, you know, members of, say, the armed services. But elsewhere in London, away from the venues, things are very quiet. I think maybe people have been scared off by the stories, the expectations of chaos on the transport network. And so people have perhaps been, you know, taking other routes into work or not even going into the office at all. So no problems so far. And as I say, away from the venues, it's hard to know that the Olympics are going on, save for a few signs out about on the street.
Well, we certainly know they're going on over here in the States. But one other thing is, just before the Olympics began, we got all this negative news from London, from the taxi drivers, and then, of course, Mitt Romney's gaffe about, you know, the London not being ready for the Olympics. And yet, things seem to get off to a wonderful start and have been proceeding smoothly and without any problems.
Well, you know, as a member of the British nation, a subject of Queen Elizabeth II, it would not behoove me to say anything against my country and its organization. I think we're doing pretty well. Having said that, it's only Tuesday on the first week, so we have a long way to go. And I hope that things continue to go as well as they have. It seems that people aren't too bothered by the occasional shower from the clouds. So far, so good, but I would hesitate to say it's been a success until the flame has been extinguished.
Well, Alex Galifant, our man in London, we will be speaking to you throughout the Olympics, checking in and see how things are going and learn about some of the things that you've been covering. Where are you off to today?
I'm not quite sure yet. I'm interested in going to a pie and liquor store, which is in East London. You know, the Olympic Village and the Olympic Park are in the East End of London.
Right.
And, you know, in a contrast to the official Olympic restaurant, which is McDonald's, and there's a giant one in the village, there is a whole community of pie and liquor stores, Cockney food shops. Liquor is a green parsley sauce. So I want to see if any athletes have ventured out to try a local delicacy.
Now, these are, what kind of pies are these?
Meat pies.
Of course.
Meat pies,
Bob. We're talking London. We're talking England.
Think Sweeney Todd.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Alex, and we'll be checking in with you again. Great to speak with you.
Thanks, Bob.
Alex Galifant from The World, a WGBH BBC PRI production, and he'll be speaking to us from London about all the happenings there throughout the next couple of weeks.